Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, October 20th. Grey Bruce OPP say Highway 21 has reopened after being closed for investigation of an active incident. This morning, police notified people of a heavy police presence in the area, but did not provide details about what the incident involved. OPP say in a release this afternoon, at about 7 in the morning, they responded to a report of gunfire at a residence south of Denny's Dam near Highway 21. OPP, Saugeen Shores Police, the Provincial Liaison Team, Tactics and Rescue Unit, Emergency Response Team, and K-9 Unit responded to the area. Saugeen First Nation also released a statement asking people to stay home. Police say Highway 21 was closed for several hours until it was determined that there was no threat to public safety. OPP say there were no injuries and add their investigation is ongoing. No further details have been released. The Billy Bishop Museum is active with a couple of events on the horizon. The first is set for this Sunday at the Legion in Owen Sound. The Honoring Our Local Veterans ceremony is a free public ceremony scheduled for 2:00. Director and Chief Curator of the Billy Bishop Museum, Emily Jolliffe, is excited about the event, especially with the confirmed attendance of local Grey Bruce veterans from World War II.
Freedom isn't free, and these people, they fought for us, and keeping their stories alive is crucial. I mean, our society depends on knowing the sacrifices that people like that make so that we can carry on with our everyday lives.
Jolliffe says there is currently an exhibit called Ground Truth featuring veterans of Canada's operations in Afghanistan. The museum is also going to host its vintage trivia night on Saturday, October 29th at the Legion in Owen Sound. A leadership election in the UK is expected to be held by the end of next week after British Prime Minister Liz Truss announced her resignation. After just 6 weeks on the job, Truss's departure follows weeks of controversy over her economic plan.
Given the situation, I cannot deliver the mandate on which I was elected by the Conservative Party. I have therefore spoken to His Majesty the King to notify him that I am resigning as leader of the Conservative Party.
Some of the potential leaders being talked about are previous competitors Rishi Sunak, Penny Mordaunt, even Boris Johnson again, or Defence Secretary Ben Wallace, among others. The BBC says each candidate would need 100 nominations from sitting MPs, and with 357 MPs, that's maximum 3 candidates that could even get on a ballot. The funeral for 2 slain South Simcoe police officers was held today. Constables Morgan Russell and Devin Northrop were remembered as 2 officers devoted to their community. Premier Doug Ford shared a few words.
There are no words to describe the tragedy that happened on October the 11th. It was unspeakable crime, and one we're all struggling to come to terms with.
The 2 officers were killed early last week while on duty after a shooting at a home in Innisfil. A 37-year-old man has been charged with first-degree murder in the death of an RCMP officer in BC. On Tuesday, 31-year-old Constable Shailen Yang was fatally stabbed while doing a patrol of a homeless camp in Burnaby. The suspect was shot after officials say Yang managed to discharge her firearm. He is expected to survive. Canadian musician Jacob Hoggard of the pop rock band Headley has been sentenced to 5 years in prison. He's been found guilty of sexually assaulting an Ottawa woman in 2016. Hoggard was also charged with sexual assault causing bodily harm against a 16-year-old fan and sexual interference, but was found not guilty on those charges. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 95 points to 18,579. The Dow Jones is down 90 points. Our dollar is trading at 72.63 U.S. cents, down 2/100ths of a cent, and the price of oil is $85.98, up 43 cents a barrel. In sports in Major League Ball, the New York Yankees play the Houston Astros in the American League Championship Series. The Astros lead the best of 7 1-0. In the National Football League, the New Orleans Saints visit the Arizona Cardinals. The kickoff is 8:15. 12 games tonight in the NHL, including the Dallas Stars at Toronto to meet the Maple Leafs. The Leafs are 2-2 on the season. Game time is 7 o'clock. All 7 Canadian NHL teams have games tonight. In the Ontario Hockey League, four games. The Owen Sound Attack will be at Erie this weekend to meet the Otters for a pair of games. In the Greater Metro Junior Hockey League, the Knights of Meaford host the South Muskoka Shield. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.